Dr. Shneh dictating a 12-lead EKG report on John Bunting. On 12/31/24, Mr. Bunting performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient has a first-degree heart block with occasional PVCs, period. Otherwise, QRS complexes and T waves appear to be normal. Period of paragraph compression, first degree heart block with occasional PVC. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on ANNE Terminiello, T E R M I N I E L L O. This goes to Christina Burton, comma, PA on 3/4/25. This is Terminiello performed. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12/12/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Mitchell. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 3/4/25, Mr. Mitchell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction period. There's no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 11/13/24. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 3/4/25, Mr. Stern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity. Otherwise, no other significant improvement in flow rates. Compared to a prior study dated 12/3/24, there's no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with insignificant response to bronchodilators, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Clemens. This goes to the VA. On 3/4/25, Mr. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired without significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of the forced vital capacity. Without significant airflow obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 11/3/24. There's been overall improvement. Period of paragraph impression. Moderate reduction of forced vital capacity reversed with bronchodilators or improved effort without significant airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Spellicy, S-P-E-L-L-I-C-Y. This goes to Dr. Blizzard. On 3/4/25, Mrs. Spellicy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than one. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued moderate reduction of forced vital capacity. Period, compared to a prior study dated 11/14/24. there's been improvement in airflow. Period. Paragraph impression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstruction showing some improvement. Thank you.